AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is being hit today with what Ukrainian authorities call one of the biggest attacks of the war. Russia's invading forces fired dozens of missiles across Ukraine. Strikes were reported in at least four cities, triggering widespread emergency power outages. At the White House, advisor John Kirby says Russia's Vladimir Putin has no intention of ending the fighting.
Nothing has shown us any indication that he's willing or serious at all about trying to find a way to end this war through diplomacy or some sort of negotiated settlement. In fact, everything the guy does tells us quite the opposite.
The head of the Ukrainian armed forces says they intercepted 60 of 76 missiles launched. The EU, meantime, is imposing new sanctions on Russia.
The EU says its latest round of sanctions will hit Russia's military-industrial complex, as well as people and groups that are attacking Ukrainian civilians or kidnapping children. A spokesman says the package will deal a blow to 168 entities, companies or state organizations, as well as some two dozen individuals. The ninth package of EU punitive measures against Russia for its war in Ukraine was approved by EU leaders at a summit on Thursday and formally adopted later by written procedure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Twitter has not explained why it took down the accounts of several journalists who cover Twitter and made their profiles and past tweets disappear. It follows a decision by Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, to permanently ban an account that automatically tracked the flights of his private jet using publicly available data. Three people remain in the hospital in critical condition after hundreds of people forced their way into a London concert venue during a performance by Nigerian Afrobeat star Asake. Asake posted a message of support for the injured in London on Instagram, saying, "I pray you get well soonest." Stocks are lower in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. A major county in California has voted to study secession. San Bernardino County is home to 2.2 million people and borders Los Angeles County. It has more land than nine states. The chair of the Board of Supervisors, Kurt Hagman, says a reason to break free from California is money.
The rural counties don't get their attention as much as LA or San Francisco. That seems to get the bulk of the money all the time from the state.
There is a growing homeless crisis in San Bernardino County. Home prices are soaring. So is the crime rate. People in San Bernardino County pay among the highest taxes in the country. Hagman says it's unlikely the county will secede.
Secession could be to go to Arizona and Nevada as well. So there's different things. Again, that's way out of our control in local government. This is that goes with the federal government as well as the state government would have to decide to do that.
The chair of the San Bernardino County Democratic Party says the secession talk is a political maneuver to turn out conservative voters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.